I'm Brett Carter. Thanks for choosing this KAXE-KBXE conversation. We are member-supported radio, a national public radio affiliate in northern Minnesota. We need your support for our radio broadcasts, our online content, and our podcasts. Become a member today at KAXE.org, and thanks for listening.
It don't matter if you're tall, it don't matter if you're small, it don't matter if you're blue or green or any shape at all, 'cause I'll be yours and you'll be mine to last, and we'll be friends holding fast.
It's time for What's for Breakfast on the Friday Morning Show. It's where we pull up a chair to one of our members' kitchen tables and get to know them a little bit better. We never know where we're going to go. Apparently, we're in Mexico this morning. Is that correct?
It is correct, Heidi.
Joe Morrissey joins us.
I've been here for under 1 month, and I'm loving it.
Ah. Well, have you had your breakfast yet?
I haven't. In fact, I'm eating later in the day. So that'll be probably in the next 2 or 3 hours. The breakfast of late has been scrambled eggs and chilies over old tortillas that I've fried up in some coconut oil, chilaquiles style, and an espresso.
You said old tortillas, so are they like stale and you're trying to bring them back to life in the sauce? Or?
Well, yeah, essentially. Yeah, they've dried out a little bit. And I cut them up into strips and then cut across the strips and put those in some hot oil and stir them around, and they make they come back to life beautifully, and they're a little bit on the crunchy side, and I put some either scrambled or soft eggs over the top of them and some chilies, and it's delicious.
Wow, it sounds great.
Yeah.
So you're taking in your new surroundings, and that's coming out in your breakfast.
Well, I am. And, yeah. And I have to say, I came to school here in 78, and I've never gotten it out of my blood. So I couldn't wait to get back. And I'm still working, but this is where I'm going to retire. And from here, it's pretty cool. I can, in fact, I've got to go for a trip to New York for work in November, and my flight from Mexico City would be $285 round trip. I can't hardly believe it.
Wow!
It cost me twice that in northern Minnesota, so I can't figure all that out, but. I will continue to be getting around and seeing folks up north. So, anyway, that's my story.
You went to school in Mexico?
I did. I had worked in the governor's office in New Mexico when I was a Vista volunteer back in the early 70s. And I was so embarrassed that I had just nothing for language skills, even though I'd taken some Spanish in high school. And everybody I was working with answered their phone and would shift from English to Spanish in the midst of almost every other sentence. And I thought, man alive, I'm really missing out on a lot here. And eventually I worked up the courage to parachute into Mexico in 78 and go to a language school for a couple of months. Met some people, and we've stayed friends over all these years. And I went back and did a little bit of work in Mexico City in 79, and kept coming back to visit the friends, but I was always drawn back to having to work in the States. So now those barriers are down.
So, Joe,
so to speak,
was parachute into Mexico City, is that a metaphor? Did you actually parachute in?
Well, no. It is a metaphor.
Okay.
I couldn't have been more ill-prepared for coming down that first time. I came down on a flight, and I knew that there were buses, but I had no idea how to tell somebody where I wanted to go. And I was going about an hour south of Mexico City, And I just sat in an empty bus for a while. That whole, they were essentially like school buses in those days. And I went out and I found one that had a bunch of writing on the front of it. I mean, I was extremely ill-prepared. But in spite of all of that, Mexico is extremely patient and friendly with me and hospitable. And so I've never forgotten how kind and gracious folks here are. And my memory was not faulty in that area.
What time is it there?
Same time as you have, John.
He's in Central time.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Central, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know that. So here the conversation, obviously in a warm climate, the conversation this morning has been about whether or not a person looks good in a hat. Do you look good in a hat, Joe?
Wow.
Yeah, hard-hitting question.
Well, I rarely wear one.
Oh.
In the winter, in sun, I've got a farmer hat. And if I'm trying to look cool, I've got a beret. but I don't wear hats very often.
Farmer's hat, described just old, greasy, and wrinkled, and something like maybe Festus would wear?
No, it's got a big, broad brim on it. So my beautiful Irish complexion doesn't turn into a lobster look.
I see.
But you raised the subject of ponytails a little while ago, and I have entertained the idea of going to a ponytail after these many years. Again, I guess I had one for a while in the early 70s, but I've not gotten around to it, so we'll see.
Okay.
Maybe after retirement.
Now, Joe, it sounds like you're definitely taking KEXE with you.
Oh, absolutely. Every morning, I was frustrated. I couldn't get it for a while this morning, and on my phone. But I finally got it, and I said, Yahoo. I like hearing Marshall. I like hearing, the whole enchilada. I really like it. So it's part of my story.
All right.
We sure appreciate you've been a member for a long, long time, and we're so glad to hear.
For good reason.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you're. I saw that through Facebook that you were moving, and I was kind of, it was nice to have you back in northern Minnesota. But I'm glad you're doing so well, and you'll stay connected with us.
That's exactly right. Thank you both. I appreciate both of your hard work.
All right. Enjoy the
breakfast.
Thanks, Joe. And everybody else on the team.
All right. Thanks, Joe.
Strutting back in style.